I'm just curious, because Radio Berlin International was part of the former GDR, but it's coming back. I'm so curious about this. Why?
Okay. Radio Berlin International, do you know, is closed in 1990. And the actual situation is the following. The historical transmitter station, Nauen, was founded in 1900 from the engineers Graf Arco and Slaby. This was Telefunken engineers.
Mm-hmm.
And this transmitter station is go to the historical up to also the time of GDR. But the interesting is that in the time of the GDR was built a new antenna system. It is a special rotable antenna, and this is worldwide only the one of this type of antenna.
So is it a rotatable antenna?
That's correct.
Okay.
And this antenna should be from the company Media Broadcast. This antenna should be destroyed. And we have found the RBI, Radio Berlin International, and association. And the name of the association is Center of Radio and Energy Technologies, Nauen. And the RBI and this Center of Radio and Energy Technologies, we will work that the historical transmitter station, Nauen, is go in the future.
Okay, now I'm curious, Bruno, because when many, many years ago, I was a listener to Radio Berlin International in English,
okay,
in North America, and I'm just curious. I mean, you're going to be going back on the air, or is it just for historical reasons?
It's a very, very interesting question of you. That's the main point. Your question is go to the main point of our work. We have only two topics. One is that we go in the air with a special radio program on shortwave,
mm-hmm,
in analog and digital mode. And we will transmit with a power of 200 kilowatts and additional with 500 kilowatts.
Okay, but I'm curious. I get back to this again because I just asked you before. You know, RBI was part of the former German Democratic Republic, the East Germany. What kind of like programming are you going to have? Because the East German government, of course, is long gone.
The program is what we will do is not political. We have parts of industrial teams. We have parts of cultural youth work. Education work. We will promote new technologies in radio technologies. We will promote new technologies of energy and so on. Not political, and all these things from the history of GDR is not interesting for us, and is also not interesting for the listeners. We have in the last weeks many, many feedback from international listeners, and they are interesting not for political things. And RBI should be a voice, an international voice, that all interesting technology parts or energy things can make public.
Okay, so what you're saying then is your programming, when you finally go on air, will be focusing on basically technology.
That's correct. Culture, technology, mm-hmm, and also a little part of research.
Mm-hmm.
We have research center, international research center, have seen that the activity of the sun. That is the basic for the climatic change of the Earth. And interesting is that a part in our atmosphere, we can measure different kind of this sun activities. And this part in the atmosphere is the ionosphere. And the ionosphere, we can, with our antenna systems, take many, many measurements to see what is do the ionosphere.
Okay.
And we and we will go work together with research centers that we can see what is the ionosphere doing.
Right.
But especially,
okay,
we have not a connection to HAARP or other. This is a other project. With this, we don't have to do.
Are any of the former staff, let's say, that worked at RBI, will they be working in this new project? I mean, many, many years ago, I met a guy who I kept in touch with for a long time, who worked in RBI's English service, an announcer by the name of Hadi Grobner.
Ah, yes. Yes, I know this name. Thanks. The most of these people in the Berlin studios, the name of the street is Nalepa Street, and this person are, in German we say Rentner, or in Pension, a pensioner.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't working. And we have a little bit of people which has worked in the transmitter station Königs Wusterhausen and the transmitter station Nauen. These are names, for instance, Matthias Kwolke, Sven Rockmann, André Bräutigam, and so on. And the situation is that the time between 1990 and now is over 20 years, and the most of the people are not more working at this time.
Right. Another one I'm just curious about is where is the station going to get its funds from? I mean, Germany already has an international broadcaster, Deutsche Welle. What about RBI?
The money is only privately.
Mm-hmm.
The people where have phoned RBI in this year, we have create an association. And this association, the name is Center of Radio and Energy Technologies Nauen. And we give our privately money in this association. And in step two, we can have money from the government, or we can we will be donate from privately organizations, or from other privately people.
Okay, now here's something I'm really curious about. I mean, this is something when I started reading the information that people sent me, right, is why call it Radio Berlin International?
Yes, we call because we will get the information, the first information that in the transmitter station, in the big historical transmitter station, Nauen, is create an association. That's the main information, and we have think the best is that we get the old radio name RBI to the antenna and say worldwide, hey, here is a new association. And the main focus is that we will protect the historical transmitter station Nauen. And on the second, we will do working for research and working for technical education.
Okay, the reason I asked that, Bruno, is because I spoke to a friend of mine just a couple of hours ago, and she grew up in the former East Germany. And when her family left East Germany to West Germany, and now she's living in Berlin itself, for her, just the name Radio Berlin International has a lot of very negative connotations. Are you afraid then that some people might hear Radio Berlin International and because of its history think, oh, wait a minute, something, you know, it makes me feel uncomfortable?
Yes, I understand. It is correct that different people and some information on the internet give negative information about the history of the GDR and so on. Important in the life is that if I see self a situation, if I live in a country a long time, and I see a long time different developments and situation, then is it correct if I say good? Is it positive or is it negative?
Mm-hmm.
And all this political things was closed in 1990 if the GDR was closed. We have an interesting situation that the most of the listeners of RBI are not interested for political. They are more interesting for technical things and for educational, cultural things. And the part of political is from 100%, perhaps 10 or 15%. And the people are not interesting for political things. The most people are interesting for cultural, technical, education, and other things. And I was grow up in the GDR, in the east side, and a part in the west side. My family is coming from the west side and from the east side. And I was growing up on two sides. And I can say to you, the Federal Republic of Germany, the GDR and the BRD and so on, the two states, no one of these two states is okay. The DDR is not okay and the BRD is not okay. All two states have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you see at now that the government in Berlin in this year has destroyed papers. They attacked people with the police departments and so on. You see, the country, the new country, Germany, is also bad how the GDR. And now is it so that all guys which are working in this association, which has also created RBI now, have say, we are interesting not for political things, and this is also the most feedback of the international people. That's the main point which everybody say to you in our association.